This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1083. Don't run out of juice with these IELTS idioms.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
There are many times you might use the adjective tired on the exam, talking about exercise, sleep routines, health, work. Today, learn four idioms that mean tired and get some steam for your IELTS speaking exam.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, good morning, Aubrey. How's your day so far?
Excellent. I'm a little tired today. I'm kind of running out of juice. What about you?
I'm running low on energy. I'm running out of steam a little bit already, even though it's early. Okay, that's not true at all, guys.
No, it's not, guys. I lied.
We're just trying to use a couple of today's idioms for you guys. So what are we talking about today? It's obvious we're talking about vocab, but what kind of vocab, Aubrey?
Yes, we are going to share four really fun, useful idioms about running out of energy, not having a lot of energy. These are so useful for IELTS. So many questions you could be asked on the speaking test that you could fit that in to be like, I've kind of been a little low on energy today. So we're going to give you four idioms to get that idiomatic language when you want to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, we often have to talk about things like exercise or experiences that we've had in part two, maybe moving house or traveling or a time someone you knew was ill, perhaps, you know, like there are a lot of examples of when we might say someone was tired. I was tired. I am tired. I mean, there are so many times that word could be said. So these idioms are really useful, guys. And just like Aubrey and I did at the beginning of the show, we're not really tired. But if this one idiom, like one of these idioms comes up in your head on the speaking test, just pretend you're tired just to say the idiom, right? Yes. Just to be like, well, I had a great, or, ooh, here's a good idea. If you're asked about your morning, what you did before the exam, or breakfast, all three of those are speaking part one questions, guys. If you're asked one of those, be like, I made sure to have a super sturdy breakfast so I would not run out of steam during the exam today.
Oh, good idea. Then you don't even have to lie.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, awesome. So before we get to those idioms, guys, I want to remind you to sign up for the free live web class that Lindsay and Michelle are giving. It's not just about IELTS. It is about daily conversations. Three reasons why it's difficult to understand natives. But all three of these things will help your IELTS score, guys. Vocab, pronunciation, listening skills. So sign up. Again, it's free. Why not? Go to allearsenglish.com/understand. Okay, so this first idiom, run out of juice. It's such a cute phrase.
I know. I was telling Jessica, this is really funny. My son went to tell me a joke. He said, "Why did the orange stop?" And then he said, "Because there wasn't any juice in the fridge." And I could tell he had heard a joke, but wasn't telling it right. And I was trying to think of what the joke could be. He finally got it out. He wanted to say, "Because it ran out of juice." But because he didn't understand the idiom in the joke, he told it wrong, right? So I explained to him, like, oh, run out of juice means to run out of energy, to be a little tired. So that's why it stopped. And then he was like, oh, I get it.
I love that so much. The kids and jokes, seriously.
Right.
When they're little, when they're like Will's age, and they're just making up their own jokes, but they're also mishearing and repeating stuff wrong. That is the funniest. That's the best. I feel like James is a couple of years, he's a few years older, 3 years older, right? Mm-hmm. So James, sometimes he tries out jokes that he wants to understand why they're funny, but he doesn't quite get them. So he'll like tell them, you know, just to like test them out. And then I'll be like, nice. Do you understand that? And he's like, not really.
No, I don't. Yeah, because there's almost always a double meaning, which is what makes it funny or punny. Ha,
exactly.
See what I did there. And if you don't understand the double meaning, which often kids don't, you know, my kids aren't that familiar with every idiom out there, then you're going to tell it wrong, right? Just like if you're not really familiar with how an idiom is used, you might use it incorrectly with the wrong words or just say it incorrectly, and then it no longer makes sense at all.
So that's something I like about these four idioms, though, is that even if you mix them up, you'll still be correct. I mean, like, yes. Run out of juice is the first one. Run out of steam is the second one. It means the same thing, right? And they begin exactly the same way. And then the third one, run out of gas. Same thing. So you just have to remember, like, run out of and then one of these words and you're golden. So it's not, you know, we're not mixing up different prepositions and phrasal verbs. Very awesome lesson today on tired idioms.
Two of them make a lot more sense because like a train, a steam engine train, if it runs out of steam, it's going to stop, right?
Yeah.
And a car that would run out of gas. We just also use these for ourselves. If we don't have a lot of energy, we can say we ran out of steam, ran out of gas. Juice makes a little less sense. I guess,
right?
Sometimes we'll call gas in a car juice. Like, give it some juice if you want to, like, give it some gas. Have you ever heard that?
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know if that's a common thing to say.
Not really common.
You know what? Maybe, like, I've heard it in racing movies.
Yes. I feel like, yeah.
That is correct. That is true. It's funny, because these three idioms all have to do with transportation. Run out of steam, run out of gas, and the last one, running on fumes. So this has to do, like, when your gas tank in your car says empty, but you're like barely gonna make it to the gas station. Like, your car is still going, like it's running on fumes, like the dregs of whatever gas was in there. So they all have to do with transportation.
Yeah.
So
do you ever let your car run on fumes, Jessica? I'm kind of bad about doing that.
I'm pretty good about getting gas. I'm really paranoid about like something going wrong while I'm driving, like getting in an accident or running out of gas, or I'm just paranoid about stuff going wrong. So I'm always really careful to get gas like much before I need it.
Because it can be really problematic. I'll get in my car and it's on empty. I'm running on fumes and I don't have any time to stop and get gas. So then it's super inconvenient because I'm late for somewhere because I have to get gas or I'm going to run out of gas.
Always. Whenever my gas tank gets down to the two bars, right? And I'm like, okay, that's my level for getting gas. I'm at two bars. And so it only happens when I need to get somewhere. Like, it never happens when I'm just going to the grocery store, blah, blah, blah. It always happens when I'm like, oh, no, got to get to the game. You got five minutes or whatever.
That's Murphy's Law, right? What can go wrong will go wrong. You're always going to be out of gas when you do not have time to get gas.
So guys, remember why we are teaching you these idioms, okay? We do have one more, by the way. But remember why it's important to learn at least one of these idioms today. Because the examiner must hear idiomatic language on the speaking exam if you want a 7 or higher for vocab. Okay? It's literally in the scoring system. I was an examiner. I can tell you it's there. It's black and white. You have to use idiomatic language for a 7 or higher for vocab. So guys, please jot down your favorite idioms we're teaching you today. So what is the last idiom, Aubrey?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this means to get a little bit of energy when you've got, you're one of these, you're running out of steam. To get a second wind means, you know, to force yourself to have energy, be like, okay, I gonna get a second wind here. I think it comes from running, where you're running and you're really tired and then you sort of get a burst of adrenaline and energy, right?
Totally. Yeah, it definitely has to do with like the physics of like the experience that athletes have, especially doing endurance sports.
Right.
I don't know if you heard this episode, but there was an episode a few years ago of Radiolab, and it was about endurance athletes, people that do like ultra marathons, people that, you know, bike like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles, not sleeping and stuff like that.
Or run 100 miles.
Right. Like, it's crazy. Insane. Yeah. This is the best Radiolab I've ever heard. I still remember. I made James listen to it because I was so fascinated.
But it's
just like what happens to our body when that happens. And your body wants you to stop. It doesn't want to get hurt. But then if you keep going, it realizes, oh, well, I have to keep going now. And you will get a second wind. Like, endurance athletes experience that. They do get energy back. So anytime, guys, you feel kind of tired and then you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm okay. I got a second wind. So that's great for telling stories, I think.
Yes, you could use two of these idioms together on part three, part two, anywhere really. If you're asked a question that you are kind of excited about, know something about, you say, oh, I'm really excited. I was kind of running out of steam here, but this question has given me a second wind because I love this topic.
That would be so great to introduce a part two with. Just include that in this introduction that you guys should be writing by yourself and learning, right? We've given you a lot of different phrases to choose from on how to sound more native and natural when you introduce speaking part two. So that's a great example of one of those. Just as long as you guys don't say, I am going to talk today about this topic.
Right.
So
anything else?
Anything else?
I want to share, there was a really good episode on the All Ears English podcast, 1423, about this idiom. It's called Get a Second Wind with today's episode. And not only do they share details, example sentences about that one, get a second wind, but there are others that are the opposite of this, right? Bounce back, burst of energy, a new lease on life. So definitely check that one out if you haven't heard it yet.
Ooh, I love it. Yes, guys, if you're not subscribing to All Ears English, you're missing out on very natural English that will definitely help you in your real life, not just on IELTS. So subscribe to All Ears English, guys. And if you're not a subscriber to this podcast, hit subscribe right now. And remember, guys, sign up for the free live web class to hang out live with Lindsay and Michelle, allearsenglish.com/understand. That'll be September 18th and 21st, but there is limited space, guys. So grab your spot now.
Awesome. Thanks for recording today. This was really fun.
Super fun.
Fun idioms.
All right, Aubrey, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.